Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Everything Pup podcast. I'm your host, Holly Montgomery. So welcome everybody to my second pup product review episode. In this episode, I'll be chatting about the DEXIS Mudbuster. At the end of the episode, I'll give you my rating on the product out of 5 Brindleberries. So let's get on with the show.
You're listening to the Everything Pup Podcast, the place for dedicated pup parents to find valuable dog-centric tips, interviews with trusted industry experts and your favorite dog brands, and everything else you need to become an informed advocate for your best friend. Now, here's your host, Holly Montgomery.
Welcome back. So, what the heck is a Mudbuster? The Mudbuster is a game-changing paw washing system for home, hiking, the beach, the dog park, or anywhere your pup's feet get messy, which is pretty much anywhere. Add a little water to the Mudbuster, insert the paw, and twist the Mudbuster back and forth to remove dirt and debris from the paws. There are gentle silicone bristles inside of the Mudbuster that clean the paws and leave the dirt and mud inside the Mudbuster where it belongs. And once you've cleaned and dried the paws, you can take the Mudbuster apart easily and quickly and rinse it and leave it to dry for next time. It's a really cool product. We've had these in our stores, Tailblazers, Copperfield, and Legacy in Calgary for quite a few years, and they're pretty awesome. So let's get on to some of the Mudbuster's key features. It comes in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large, and there's quite a difference in those 3 sizes, so make sure you size appropriately. The small or petite Mudbuster measures 4.3 inches tall and 3.65 inches wide. The open top allows a paw up to 2 inches wide to fit inside the opening. And some popular breeds for this size include the Chihuahua, Dachshund, Maltese, Pomeranian, Yorkie, and Boston Terriers, so the little guys. And the medium Mudbuster measures 6 inches tall, 4 inches wide. The open top allows a paw of up to 2.5 inches wide to fit into the opening. And the breeds for this size include Australian Shepherd, Beagle, Border Collie, Boxer, Corgi, English Bulldog, and many Terriers. And finally, the large Mudbuster. It measures 8.85 inches tall and 4.75 inches wide. The open top allows for a paw up to 3.5 inches wide. And breeds for this particular size include the Bulldog, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, Labrador, and Husky. Some other key notes is that it is available with or without a lid. The lid is really good for taking it on the go somewhere where you might need to bring your own water. I remember they came out initially without a lid, and I always said the only con is that you can't put a lid on this because actually putting water in it and then putting the lid on it and then taking it somewhere is a great way to wash paws before, say, your dog gets back into the car. And finally, it is available in a variety of colors. Now, they change from time to time, so I'm not going to quote which exact colors those are, but usually there's 3 or 4 different colors to choose from. All right, so some of the Mudbuster pros. Well, firstly, it's quick and easy to clean feet at home or on the go. It cleans quite far up the leg, which is a bonus, so kind of almost up to the knee or elbow or whatever you call it on a dog. Most dogs are actually okay with it with a little positive reinforcement, which is also surprises a lot of pup parents when I tell them that, and they try it, and indeed, it's correct. They don't mind it that much, but just lots of positive reinforcement and treats as you would when you're getting your dog used to anything new. It's super easy to clean, and if your dog has yeasty feet, you can make a probiotic blend to put inside of the Mudbuster and you can rinse their feet off with it, which is pretty nice because yeasty feet or nacho feet or taco feet, not all that uncommon with dogs, unfortunately. If your dog has environmental allergies to, say, grass or snow mold or things on the ground, you can easily rinse your dog's feet daily with the Mudbuster to remove the irritants and just take some of the irritation away from the paw. And if your dog has infected nail beds or toes, you can wash and rinse the feet with your prescription soaps, that lovely pink antibacterial soap. And you can do that daily. So you can put the paw in, wet it, put the soap on, let it sit. It's usually about 5 minutes. And then you can rinse it off with ease with the Mudbuster and avoid doing a full bath. And recently, 2 of my dogs actually ended up with infected toes. I don't know why. It's just a weird random thing, but we actually had to do this regime with them, which is why I know all about it. Now, the cons, there's not very many. The biggest con is that I find the largest size to be awkward to handle because I have really small hands. And I know people make fun of my small feet too because I can wear kid shoes. But my small hands trying to hold the larger size when, you know, twisting back and forth for a larger size dog that's wiggly can be a little bit awkward. So that's just my only con with the Mudbuster. So based on all of the previous criteria, I give the Mudbuster 4.5 out of 5 Brindleberries. Now, as I previously mentioned, the large size for a person with small hands can be a bit awkward if you have a wiggly, bouncy dog. And I was just thinking maybe if they made it a shorter, wider version that maybe didn't clean up the leg quite so far, or they had some kind of better grip on it, or even a small indent in the base of the Mudbuster, it would make it a lot easier to handle. Now, don't get me wrong, it is doable. This is the size I use for Kingsley, and Grizz is kind of in between. So I can use a medium or a large with him, but it is doable. So this is why I only deducted half a point, and I even debated deducting the half a point, but I think it could be easier. And on that note, I will mention, if your dog's paw fits in a smaller size, definitely take the smallest size possible for that reason. I know most of the time, I'm not dissing on the guys here, but most of the time it ends up being the woman in the house that's using it. So definitely pick one that's going to be easy for your hand to fit and twist back and forth. I honestly think every pup parent should own a Mudbuster. And if you're interested in grabbing one, I'll post links to them in the show notes. And of course, if you're in Calgary, you can grab one at either one of my stores, the Legacy or Copperfield Tailblazers. Now, I've also made a video to accompany this podcast, which I'll post in the show notes as soon as it's ready. I'm hoping it will be ready in time for the release of the podcast, but it might be a day or two late. So thank you so much for listening to this review of the Dexys Mudbuster. I hope you enjoyed it, and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening. If you loved this episode, please subscribe and share with your dog-loving friends. The information in this podcast is not intended to replace veterinary care. Always consult with your veterinarian for diagnosis and treatment of your pup.